This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. Straight to the people. Tigers, 25-13, level of belief, and what is the one thing you just can't believe is going to continue? And I know it's probably a little lazy, but it is. It's hobby. I not after 30 games, not after, 200 awful ones. Plus, you got to look at how it's built up and you go, if you want to say Torkelson, you can. But here's the one thing I would tell you is, batting average is outdated. As long as the OPS is where it needs to be, that's going to mean he needs to take on a Pete Alonso profile. 35, 40 home runs. I don't care what you hit. So that, and look, he's trending to that. So go to the people, go to Robert, 97.1. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about the Tigers, but could I say something real quick on the Pistons?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think they need to make a move. They desperately need to shake things up. Get a true Robin just to get him some help so he doesn't have to do everything. If he's being doubled, it goes to somebody else. If he's having an off night, there's someone to help him out.
Well, I agree completely with you. It's the problem I have with the mindset of this town that if they simply brought everybody back, Robert, this town would be okay with it. And that's ridiculous. That's basically what Yzerman does. He fills his roster with the Andrew Copps and the Petries and the Holes and the JT Compfers, and then you go, well, why aren't we any good? That's what Malik Beasley and Hardaway and Schroeder and Paul Reed are. Not interesting.
Problem is, Yzerman has no idea what he's doing. But anyway, let's talk about something more happier.
Yes, sir.
The Tigers, I'm at a 4. It's nice the fact that we're tied for first place in baseball. I'm not quite there yet. I mean, Javier Baez is doing something that I would have said that you were on some extracurriculars if you said that Harvey's no longer, Harvey.
Right.
But the pitching to me is top low. It almost reminds me of the team that we had before where you had Fister, Verlander, Scherzer. You had not quite to the same level, but now that we've got a bullpen and a really good starting pitching, there's not many teams that can compete with that. And if we can get a third baseman or a shortstop at the trade deadline, that would put me over the moon.
Well, and Robert, look, I didn't want to say, well, the deadline will show me, because that's too far out, but you're not wrong. Scott Harris will have to show he's willing to do something he hasn't been willing to do, which is on the buy side of trades. Give up actual assets to bring in someone you can add to the core. So last year they weren't in a position to do it, and they went on their Disney movie. This year, if you're remotely this good, there's no excuse not to.
Short-term thinking rather than long-term years from now.
Well, it could be both, brother. I mean, if you make the right deal, you're acquiring someone to be a part of this for 2 years, 3 years.
Gotcha.
Now, you're right. Can you get a rental? You can. But the difference makers, you can make deals where guys are signed and they're there for a while. And it just, you got to pay. True. But it's just like hoops. Like, if you decide, I don't want to give up any of my nice things, well, then you're never going to get anybody.
No, but at least I can see, and look, it's a ways down the line. Maybe they go for that rental type player, but you're right. It would be nice if you can get just that everyday shortstop, everyday third baseman.
Listen, they're going to be out there. Half the teams in this league are simply not trying. And you have the prospect cachet. You can do these things. But that's still – what's trade deadline, David? I mean, we're damn near 3 months from the trade deadline. I can't go there now. But if when callers call in and they say, look, I'll be sold if they buy, well, you got a lot of space to fill. That's why we're having fun with it now. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in downtown Detroit. Tons of people. Please say hi to Kenny Copp when you see him. He's in a hideous Macho Man t-shirt. He's going to be excited. He's going to be several drinks deep. He loves taking pictures with you all. It's just a tremendous honor.
Buy him a drink. He'll take a picture.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Let's relax a little bit on that. I'm not in a Macho Man shirt. Do not take pictures with me.
Okay, that's it. Kenny hates everybody. Don't look him in the eye.
Meet him at the giant chair.
Just don't turn into that Pirates usher.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You didn't see the video
with the Celtics usher who was screaming at Knicks fans to leave the arena?
No, the Pittsburgh Pirate usher who got into it with a fan, took off his belt and started whooping the guy.
What?
I did see that. Now I know what you're talking about. Yes. That was a wild
video. The guy spit on him. He took his belt off and just started.
He'd had it. He'd had enough.
No. First of all, Kenny going belt to ass, roof for radio. You need to show us that.
He had it.
Like Kenny pummeling a Michigan fan? I'm here for it. My goodness.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you show me that at the break.
Okay.
Let's go to DeVell, 97.1. DeVell, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm doing good. So check it out. I'm about a 4.25 on the believability and the sustainability of the Tigers. And my thing is, the one thing that I would think that is not sustainable, collectively, I don't think we'll finish the season with five or six guys batting with an over 800 OPS. I don't think that.
Agreed.
And the two that I think are drop off. Now, no, I don't think they're going to fall off the map, but the two is going to be Javier and Zach McKinstry. I think those two will fall off a little bit, but. The other point, though, I'm like this. If everybody, it's hypothetical, of course, because I don't think it's going to, but suppose everybody still is, let's give it to around the all-star break trade deadline,
yeah,
and they're still doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
This, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but at that point, I would be okay if we stood pat. I wouldn't do anything at the trade deadline. Our pitching is going to be elite anyway. But I would just use that money instead of a rental, just go ahead and sign a third baseman offseason.
Yeah,
don't
but here's the thing.
Now,
you can buy one at the deadline. You've got what it takes. You can buy a ready-made third baseman with term. You just got to be willing to pay. Trust
me. We got to pay them now, then sign them now. But I don't want to do a rental where we're not going to let –
But, DeVille, at least you got the bird in hand if you make that trade.
We have the money.
But, DeVille, here's what I need from you.
And you got the farm system.
Do not fall into the trap of standing pat.
Well, no, and I never want to do that, but I'm looking if your chemistry is good and we're still doing what we're doing, we obviously got the horses now, and why upset that apple cart?
Because talent wins. No, I mean, look, DeVille, you're right, but man, this isn't the Bad News Bears. This isn't the Little League World Series, and little Tommy's upset that he doesn't play every day. You're gunning after a World Series if you're going to be buyers at the deadline. And look, again, look around the AL. This is very similar to the Pistons, except the Pistons, it's going to look this way next year. It's here now for you, meaning the Orioles had a clown car offseason. The Yankees, everybody died. I don't think anyone else in the East is rising up. Your division blows, and in the West, I don't buy Seattle as far as you could throw them. Everybody else there is a pretender. Truthfully. You have the ability to be the best team in the American League. With that said, buy at the deadline because now the marker is how do I beat the Mets, the Dodgers, the Pods?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm not at a five because I want to see what the Yankees and Boston do at the trade deadline. Do they try to replenish the squad and go out and get some pieces, or do they just say, yeah, we'll just roll the dice?
The Yankees have the biggest problem is they need pitching in a bad way. And right now, listen, everybody just turn away, okay, because it's going to upset this town. Everyone who's busy, you know, oiling their beanbag. The Yankees have a little problem that one of their best prospects of the last decade sucks. Anthony Volpe has got some problems. I don't want to upset the Max Clark people. Not all prospects go to the Hall of Fame. So the Yankees have problems, plural, that you are unaddressable at the trade deadline. Like the Yankees are not going to be like, all right, we need a third baseman, shortstop, two starters. And Devin Williams has lost his mind. You can't replace all of that. The Tigers' needs is different. It's one bat. Preferably right-handed at short or third. Just one. And you have more prospect cachet. And as long as you got the pitching, you're good. Just take it. Look, here's the other thing. We're talking about Javi not being able to keep up what he's doing. Go look at what Aaron Judge is doing. Unsustainable. He's hitting .440 and the team's basically .500. He's on pace for like 60 homers and 179 RBIs. Not sustainable.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? All right, good talk. Anthony Volpe's a disaster. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.